Yes, but it's not like defined by the way we define time. So every 90 minutes you're orbiting the Earth, and so you'll get 16 sunrises and sunsets throughout the day. So to kind of set time, then we have taken on Greenwich Mean Time as our universal time. And that's a compromise because the United States and Russia hold the two primary vehicles of the International Space Station. So we kind of set that as our time. And so that keeps it constant. So you define your day by that. You sleep for about 8 hours, and the rest of the time is mostly work, but you also have some breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and exercise time set aside. So every hour of the day is scheduled, and it's all done by mission control. They have it's like looking at your calendar, only for every hour of the day. And you can look at everyone's calendar all at once. And then on the shuttle side, we also go by mission elapsed time. So as soon as we take off, then the clock starts running. So we define a lot of our time by that. So those are the two kind of calendars or clocks that are going.